This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden assured Afghan President Ashraf Ghani of U.S. diplomatic and humanitarian support Friday as Taliban advances piled pressure on the U.S.-backed government in Kabul. In a phone call, Biden and Ghani agreed that the Taliban's current offensive is in direct contradiction to the movement's claim to support a negotiated settlement of the conflict, according to a White House statement. Biden told Ghani the United States would remain engaged diplomatically in support of a durable and just political settlement. Biden has set a formal end to the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan for August 31st as he looks to disengage from a conflict that started after al-Qaeda attacked the United States on September 11, 2001. Haiti bid a rowdy farewell to assassinated President Jovenel Moïse on Friday as his funeral was roiled by nearby gunfire and protests, prompting a high-level U.S. delegation to leave abruptly and other dignitaries to duck into vehicles for safety. The state funeral in the northern city of Cap-Haïtien was intended to foster national unity, but the unrest reflected deep divisions over the July 7th assassination. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people. We remain committed to supporting the people of Haiti in this challenging time.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot. This is VOA.